Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy
Amen.
Spirit. And thank you for your great love that has moved and brought us home, home to your presence, home to your kingdom, and home to the good works that you've laid out for our lives. So we thank you. We thank you that we are your idea and we are led by the Spirit, because you the potter and we the clay. And thank you for this word that we're getting this morning. Thank you, Lord, for insight, Father God. Thank you for flowing through me from my heart, flowing to the hearts out there, Father God, to inspire and to encourage your mighty love that has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 17 from verse 14 to 21. They came to where a large crowd had gathered to wait for Jesus. A man came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, please show your tender mercy toward my son. He has a demon who afflicts him. He has epilepsy and he suffers horribly from seizures. He often falls into the cooking fire or into the river. I brought him to your followers, but they weren't able to heal him." Jesus replied, "Where's your faith? Can't you see how wayward and wrong this generation is? How much longer do I stay with you and put up with your doubts? Bring your son to me." Then Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the boy was instantly healed. Later, the disciples came to him privately and asked, "Why couldn't we cast out the demon?" He told them, "It was because of your lack of faith. I promise you, if you have faith inside you, no bigger than the size of a small mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move away from here and go over there,' and you will see it move. There's nothing you couldn't do. But this kind is cast out only through prayer and fasting."
Hallelujah. What I perceive here is, you know, you saw these disciples at the word of the Lord, where the Lord told them, go out, heal the sick, cast out demons. And with that words ringing in their ears and their obedience to it, it happened. That's because Jesus gets his authority from the Father. He doesn't seek his own glory, quoting his own words. He's flowing together with the Father. They flow in together with him, and miracles are happening. The power of God, the angels, whatever is required, they come into operation and they bring it to pass. So what I perceive here, the words of Jesus here speaking to the guy when he brought his son there to him, he speaks about this generation and he says, "Why do you doubt?" They doubt. "Why must I put up with your doubts?" You know, and it's a wayward generation. And that just gives me the clue there. And there's, you know, when there's doubt, nothing happens. When there is doubt, the Bible says in it, if we lack wisdom, if we have doubt, we must ask God. You know, in James, you've got that. Go to God, ask God, and then you got to have your feelers up, not your feelers, your spirit open, sensitive. What is God saying now? Because he is the potter and we the clay. So you've got to hear, and you can't doubt. And if you doubt, you're not going to receive nothing from God. That's what the word says there. And so what I perceive here, or relating it to myself, you know, when if I'm called to do something, pray for someone, or take a wedding or a funeral, things I don't really like doing it. But after I've sat with God, and what is sitting with God? Talking to him, prayer. And then what is fasting? You got these religious ideas, but prayer is talking to God. And then when you're talking to God, you watching and praying. You're watching and talking to God. Why? You want his leading. What's he going to say in the matter? And then fasting is just, it's not just separating yourself from food. It's separating yourself to God to hear what is he got to say. And then immediately I get the leading coming from the Spirit, that's coming from the throne room, that's coming according to the good works that have been laid out there for my life, what God has destined for me. And then that idea and the whole picture is what I share, what I'm going to do is there. Hey, I'm excited and on fire, and it happens just like that. I go and I bring the word, and it's a blessing. And this is the same in healing and in anything. So what I just perceive here, it was a casualness. You know, Jesus is here. Oh, we'll pray, but if nothing happens, Jesus is still here. You know, and it's not that real centering into, you know, what is. And they didn't have to, because he's there in the flesh. You see, this is what I just perceived. But for us now, and that we know we got to find him in the spirit. He was once in the flesh, now no longer, as Brother Paul tells us. So now we find him in the spirit, in the leadings of God. And just what I've been sharing here, I just bear witness. I was doing a study on William Bramman, a man that was used powerfully of God. And I remember one of his stories he tells is being called to go pray for someone in this house. And when he comes, he sees the house and he knows God has given him a vision about that house. In the vision, he saw him praying for the person and the person was healed. So there's that confidence. This is the house. Then he goes up and he sees the person there on the bed and he prays for them and nothing happens. But then he goes back to the vision again, and then he remembers there was there was a chair here on the end of the bed, and there was a lady sitting there, and then he knows that lady is not there, so he waits. Later on, he sees someone coming through the front gate, through the window, he sees some, and she comes up and she sits there, and now the picture is in line with what heaven gave him. He then prays and boom, the healing is there. So my perception is it's all about we're not there to, he's the potter, we the clay. We the followers, we've got to hear and we've got to pray, talk to God, hear and then operate in that which we've heard. That's where we find the boundary lines that have fallen for us in good places. And yes, and I think also 2 Corinthians 5, right at the end, he who knew no sin became sin for us so we can become the righteousness of God. Then it goes on to the next chapter. So this is about the righteousness of God. And then he says, we are now co-workers, working together with the Lord. The grace of God is to our gain. It's not in vain. So it's working with the Lord. Why? Because today is the day of salvation. In an acceptable time, I've heard you. And so we need to hear from God and in this day of salvation and flow together with him. And then the grace of God is not in vain. It's to our gain. Amen.
Amen.